What we're looking for is short-term fixes here. There is, within our plan, some of those short-term fixes. There's the park and ride facilities that we could locate around the town, but for them to work and work properly, we need a proper, effective bus service. We have been in talks now for 3 years around the provision of a public bus service in Letterkenny. We've had other groups come in just more recently and say that they were very interested and give us a very good presentation. And I think it's time now for us to drive ahead. And that's why I want to bring the National Transport Authority up here, to show them how much work we've done, how great the need is in Letterkenny for a public bus service, and how they can help and support us deliver on that.
In terms of the longer term plans, I mean, we've spoken again about the Bonnachie Link, we've spoken again about the 10T, and you asked the question, given how long we've been speaking about those two projects, how long are we going to be speaking about that southern relief road, that northern relief road? I mean, there are so many roads, you know, in plans for the future in Letterkenny. In terms of the NTA, I mean, and TII as well, so much discussion does need to be had. Are you in any way more confident that we're going to see movement, particularly on the longer term ones?
I believe the 10T, which includes the Bonnachie Link, is going to happen. I firmly believe that, because I think there's an awful lot of work's been done on it. The soundings from government has been quite good and positive. The Northern Relief Road and the Southern Relief Road, I'm not so sure about the time frame for them there. But what I am sure is that if the National Transport Authority come up here, see the need that we have, the plans that we have in relation to getting people out of cars and getting them either to walk, cycle, or use public transport, that they will see the need for them to intervene and give us whatever support we need. The only way in the short term I can see us addressing the gridlock that we're experiencing in this town is through a system of buses and the park and ride facilities on the outskirts of the town.